This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th.
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The anti-liberty leftists are very upset about the Greenwood Mall Good Samaritan guy. They're very upset about him because he violated their nonsensical their massacre zone rule. And I still don't know that that was actually a rule in place at the mall via signage, although I am told that it doesn't matter in that particular case. Now, does anybody want to guess why the mass murdering miscreant chose that place to try and make a name for himself? And notice how very few people even know his name right now. Nobody knows his name. I saw it yesterday. I haven't thought about it because he is a failure as a rampage killer, which they should all be failures. Could it be like that many other murderers that chose a massacre zone, a place that deprives the innocent of their God-given right of self-defense, without having anything in place to make up for that difference in, defensive strategy? For some strange reason, the anti-liberty leftists think that silly little signs and codes of conduct that say no weapons are going to work, even though they have never worked before. There is reams of empirical evidence out there pointing out that this has never worked before. And yet they persist. And this is they think it should be okay. That should be enough. Now, the latest revelation is that the Good Samaritan violated the sacred massacre zone rules of the mall, entirely missing the point that the would-be mass murderer, also violated that rule, and given that a good guy with a gun stopped the crime in progress. Does anyone want to guess how long this story is going to stick around? You can almost track the coverage in real time on sites like Memorandum, an auto-generated summary of the stories that U.S. political commentators are discussing online right now. Had this been the proper kind of crisis, the coverage would be expanding to no end. Now, the nation's socialist media precisely calculates their coverage based on how much they can get in political gain out of somebody else's pain. And you can bet that they were thrilled that this occurred, especially with the sudden appearance of a new generic ban on weapons. And, we can talk about H.R. 1808, the House Judiciary Committee. They voted this week on the David Cicilline, Democrat Rhode Island assault weapons ban. It's the first time the panel has taken up such a ban in decades. The bill is expected to pass in the committee, move on to the House floor before members leave for the August recess. And I'm not going to apply anything, but the Liberty Grabber lobby sure lucked out on the timing of all this. What with everyone talking about the absolute failure of the government to protect them? protect everyone, to protect anyone. You know, we sure can see them making a case for turning in our guns so the government can protect us. Right. Right. We know from recent memory that when seconds count, 400 law enforcement officers were only 77 minutes away, even though they were inside the walls of the crime scene. And the same, same news story that was running, they took great pains to knock down any assertions that the anti-liberty left's gun confiscation agenda would result in guns being taken away. And they wrote, so also before the rhetoric really starts to crank up, and it will, here's the Cicilline legislation. The bill does not take guns away from anyone. Now, this should raise a red flag with everyone, because the fascist far left never confiscates guns except when it confiscates guns. But remember, these are the folks who have elevated lying with language almost a science. They've stolen so much of the language. There's what is a liberal Democrat? Does that mean that a Democrat without being a liberal Democrat, are they against liberty? People who cannot stand the vestiges of liberty, and that they, and sadly many on our side, praise themselves as liberal. Collectivist comrades who want to go back in time to ancient ideas, but still claim to be progressive. And you'll notice that one of their newest tactics is to use one term to make it seem like there's always a crisis, applying what they learned from the transition from global cooling to global warming to climate change, and coming up with a term that can cover it all and make it appear to be a crisis at all the same time. And no matter what happens, the climate always changes. It's always going to change. And they can take advantage of that because they know it's always changing. But in this case, they use the undefined term gun violence instead of climate change. And that way they can apply the term to criminal activity. They can apply it to suicide, mass murder, armed self-defense, whatever. And to that point, they can even have their infamous gun violence archive referring to its flawed statistics whenever they want to frighten the Republic. And no matter how this shakes out, no matter what comes from it, still what happened in the, I one time when I was in the Army, I put up this antenna array, and I didn't do it correctly. I did not have the poles offsetting the antenna in the middle. It should have been offsetting it. And I didn't do it. However, I got good clear commo with a far station 1,300 miles away. And somebody comes up to me and goes, this doesn't count because your antenna rigging is incorrect. And I said, but I've got commo. Isn't that what I was sent out here to do? So we're going to get out here, and when you do the after-action review, are you going to get out there and say, well, even though they successfully did something, it still doesn't count because they did this technically wrong. But I was practically correct. And that's what happened at the mall in Indianapolis. Practicality got in the way. And no matter how much the leftists try to convince you of otherwise, remember this. Despite their lies and complaints, guns save more lives than they take. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they have to talk about. I don't really care about that. All of that all boils down to that. No amount of obfuscation or lies can change that fact. Today, according to the CDC, 9,000 people stopped a crime against themselves with a gun. And it wasn't a high-value news story like this one, but it happened nonetheless. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I'm going to talk about this simply because sometimes it becomes a matter of be careful of what you wish for. And I love it when celebrities get out there and decide to go political. Now, I think it was back in the 90s. Everybody was living La Vida Loca. Ricky Martin was a big, big hit back then. Ricky Martin had been in the music business for a while. And so he wasn't new to the scene, but, you know, his star had gone up and set, and now it was going up again. And, you know, then it set a little bit more, and it's coming back a little bit here. But he's a Puerto Rican, so that makes him American. And recently, he was hit with domestic abuse restraining orders, and he says the allegations are fabricated. And apparently, a as-yet unidentified person who filed for the order in Puerto Rico, where they both live, is not the singer's husband, but, per the order, another man he dated for 7 months. Because, after all, he's homosexual. Now, per the post-translation of an El Vocero report, the person alleged that Martin didn't accept their breakup 2 months ago and that he has loitered near the petitioner's home at least 3 times. The petitioner fears for his safety. And per womenslaw.org, under Puerto Rico law, a person cannot have or buy a gun unless he has a weapons license. A person cannot get a license and therefore cannot have or buy a gun. If he has been convicted of or has charges pending for a domestic violence related offense. So, accordingly, the Associated Press says it has not yet obtained a copy of the order. Ricky Martin advocates no guns on Facebook, and he's lent his name to the federal government disarming his fans. Puerto Rican singer, who has also signed Billboard's open letter to senators for gun control reform in honor of the Pulse anniversary, revealed that a tribute song was actually in the works, but it didn't come out as he expected. So instead, his new single, Que Rico Fuera, in collaboration with Chilean newcomer Paloma Mami, is just that, a song inspired by Pulse. And for tis the sport to have the engineer hoist with his own petard, Hamlet tells his mother. And the classic play from Shakespeare. At this point, the presumption is that Martin is innocent until proven guilty. That's how it's supposed to work, and which is something that red flag laws ignore, and calls to close boyfriend loopholes ignore. The difference here, of course, is that unlike ordinary people, who must be presumed innocent, Martin has an estimated net worth of $130 million. He can afford the finest private security money can buy while he's waiting for his high-priced lawyers to cut him a deal. And then, this broke. Ricky Martin accused of incest and domestic violence by nephew. Lawyer disputes allegations. Ricky Martin, 50, could potentially face 50 years in prison if accusations are true. I believe in due process. And I believe that a suspect is innocent until proven guilty. But it would be sort of fitting if a prohibitionist like Ricky Martin would extend the same consideration to those accused under red flag laws. That's just me. That's just me talking. That's just me talking. And this is when you get into these gray areas. You know? When you get into these gray areas. So you got a celebrity, sort of. I mean, after you become a celebrity, if you make X amount of dollars, it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity anymore. There's some celebrities like Corey Haim who burn out so fast. I mean, and there's been lots of accusations that he was abused as a child because he was a child actor. Corey Feldman still asserts that today. Or you can have some lasting power, like, say, Mickey Rooney did. And Mickey Rooney, even though his star faded away, Mickey Rooney remained a celebrity because he managed his money. So Ricky Martin has done about the same thing. If you know, in the music business, you can either make it or break it. Don't ask TLC how that worked out. They got broke. But so he's maintained it. So he still can walk around on the celebrity tip because he doesn't actually even need to. So he does. It's easier for him to do it. And then, as he's out there waxing political, which my problem with celebrities that do decide to wax political is that they get out there and they make a presumption based upon what they read in the news. And then they use their very large platform and their very large following to try to influence the political process, which is fine. I mean, people do that all the time. People go to political rallies trying to do that. People go to, you know, to opposition rallies trying to do that. But it's a little easier to be heard if you're known. So they try to use their name recognition to change things that you and I probably can't change nearly as well. So then when this actually turns on them and they turn out to be just regular old people, you know, just people that, you know, have their shortcomings, and it becomes revealed that they may have done something wrong, and they do get hoisted upon their own petard. It's quite interesting to watch what they have to say, because the first thing they do is they deny it. They deny it all day long. I would find it very interesting to know how long this has been tolerated. If this is true about Ricky Martin, I'd like to know how long it's been tolerated, because the people that are celebrities nowadays, they seem to be really willing to tolerate a lot of stuff on the left. The same stuff that they project that you and I do on a daily basis. That kind of thing. You know, I just found that interesting. Karma. Gotta love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a dire level of investor pessimism. That's according to a Bank of America survey of nearly 300 investors who are in charge of $800 billion in assets. It found that the current view of the economy is worse than the COVID-19 pandemic and even the 2008 financial crisis. Fears of a recession are reaching heights not seen since the beginning of the pandemic. This, as many Americans continue to grow increasingly concerned about inflation and the impact it's having on their budget. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, warns inflation is having an impact on more than just the American people.
Inflation is pushing Kentucky families to the brink. As a result, food bank demand is rising and shelves are running low.
For the second day in a row, President Biden has nothing on his public schedule. USA Radio News. Scorching temperatures have 60 million Americans under heat warnings Tuesday. Record-breaking highs are possible across the Great Plains and the Mississippi Valley. California's Central Valley and portions of Arizona are also under heat advisories and excessive heat warnings. The heat's so bad in Dallas, Texas, residents are being told to conserve water.
We're experiencing a stress on our system because of peak demands with peak weather conditions.
Wayne Lars with the North Texas Municipal Water District, that audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. The Biden administration has warned pharmacies that they will be liable under federal anti-discrimination law if they do not provide abortion-causing drugs. Pro-life leaders such as Catholic Vote President Brian Birch pushing back, arguing that the administration is violating pharmacists' conscience rights. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. From documentarian Michael Moore, and I haven't really talked about this as much, Michael Moore has offered up his version of the 28th Amendment. His 28th Amendment is his proposal to repeal and replace the Second Amendment. Now, if he's a documentarian, he is a propaganda documentarian. Because his are not, it's not investigative reporting if you get out there and you have an agenda. You could just about, you should just about do it as fiction, would be my thing. Bowling for Columbine, that was, I went and saw him. I saw that clip where he interviews Charlton Heston, and where he interviews Kmart, because I think that's where the rounds were bought. And he refers to the rounds used in a certain shooting as their bullets. You know, that kind of stupidity. That's just stupidity. Does he go to the Ford dealership where if somebody bought a car there and then they kill a bunch of people with it, either in a terrorist event or just, say, drunk driving? Does he get out there and do that? No, he doesn't, because he's got a agenda. He doesn't like guns. So right now what we have is we have Michael Moore presuming himself to be wiser and more educated than the founders and goes about proving it by replacing one sentence with eight sections of convoluted prohibitions designed to usher in a totalitarian monopoly of violence. And that becomes a, you know, all of this becomes a moot point when one side controls all the guns. The words will mean what the rulers say they're going to mean. But let's start with Section 1. This is the only one I want to address in detail because it demonstrates right out of the starting gate how ignorant Moore's understanding of the Constitution is. The inalienable right of a free people to be kept safe from gun violence and the fear thereof must not be infringed and shall be protected by the Congress and the states, he bloviates. This amendment thus repeals and replaces the Second Amendment. Unalienable is the word used in the Declaration. Unalienable rights are not created and then bestowed by the government. When it comes to the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court has recognized and reconfirmed this in the Heller case, the Bruin case, the McDonald case. It's been confirmed many, many times. This is not a right granted by the Constitution. Neither is it in any manner dependent upon that instrument for its existence. So, as an aside, having a right to be kept safe implies a duty to protect on the part of somebody else. That is, a demand on third parties to put their life on the line to save yours, with a penalty if they fail. And as for the right not to fear, does it get any more subjective, especially when the prohibitionists are doing everything they can to spook the herd every chance they get? So, going back to what the Supreme Court acknowledged, if you could repeal the Second Amendment, that would still not repeal the individual right to keep and bear arms. Just because a tyrant says your rights are rescinded does not make it so. And at that point, it boils down to whether millions of armed victims of state-initiated force or fraud decide to obey or resist those claiming false sovereignty over their rights. So right off the bat, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He wants mandatory annual licensing and registration, prior restraints, waiting periods, undefined mental health disqualifiers, vetting with the ability of those who don't want you to have a gun to see you denied, mandatory training and tests, a minimum age of 25, disapproved gun bans, ammunition bans. You can apply that to 130, 150 million gun owners. Any idea on the resources all of this is going to require? That's a very important question, isn't it? I'm sure that there's no answer to it. But no, I'm wrong. He's got another bright idea that ought to eliminate just about everything and everybody the government doesn't want to approve of from having a gun. No weapons of any kind whose sole intention is the premeditated elimination of human life are considered legal. Congress may create future restrictions as this amendment specifically does not grant any American the right to own any weapon. So there goes that whole thing about resisting tyranny thing. And remember, Joe Biden shooting a shotgun through a door shows a premeditated attempt to eliminate human life. Does anybody see, for those of you that may be scholars, of legal scholars, does anybody see a designated power in the Constitution authorizing Congress to grant rights? And recall that it's not just the Constitution, but the Bill of Rights came with a preamble to make clear that the intent was to empower the people and restrain the government. The conventions of a number of states having at the time they're adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. And that's why it's not called the Bill of Powers. His next section is a warning to all of you only ones who will just be following orders and enforcing this abomination. Say or do anything that can be construed as traditionally American, and it'll be your turn in the barrel. If the state doesn't respect the Second Amendment, why would it worry about honoring the First? And he ends his screed with the terms of surrender, basically a mandate to obey or die. And with this, persons already owning any of the above banned firearms and who do not fall into the legal groups of restricted firearm owners will have 1 month from the ratification of this amendment to turn in their firearms for destruction by local law enforcement. Those local authorities may organize a gun buyback program to assist in this effort. And the words of Dr. Evil, how about no, you crazy idiot? And again, just as a theoretical to show how ludicrous what this idiot calls for, how many tens of millions of gun owners would be caught up in this net? What kind of impossible resource and timeline would this require? There's also the civil precedents established in Prince versus United States that local cops can't be dragooned in performing federal infringements. Then add all of this to what it takes to amend the Constitution. And he's dreaming out loud for his ridiculous fanboys. And, I haven't ever seen one of those. I would love to just cast my gaze on them once. But this isn't the first time he's called for the repeal of the Second Amendment, and it's not going to be the last time. Michael Moore claims to be a member, a lifetime member of the NRA. He should be expelled. He's never renounced it, and he's still publicly claiming membership in 2019. And per the bylaws, any individual or organization member may be suspended or expelled for good cause, including but not limited to any conduct which is contrary or in violation of the bylaws of the association. And I think calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment might fall in there. He calls the NRA a terrorist organization. And wait, there's more, like Billy May said. He also wants to rewrite the Declaration of Independence to issue demands to insist on reparations for blacks and the removal of every single Republican from office. So, maybe he should figure out another movie to go make. I don't know. I would love to know what his ticket sales are like when he makes a movie nowadays, but I don't honestly know. Anyway. That's what he wants. That's what old Michael wants. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
About to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, bear with me on this, okay? Because I'm going to tell you the story to make a point. The largest known ant colony was discovered on the Ishikari coast of Hokkaido, Japan, years ago. At that time, that particular colony was estimated to have 306 million worker ants, 1.1 million queens. It formed a cluster of 45,000 interconnected nests that stretched for 12.4 miles along the coastal grasslands of the Sea of Japan. This was actually what they would refer to as a super colony. I have no idea how they figure out the numbers. Got no idea. Yet, they discovered in 2009 that this super colony was an even larger part of one vast ant mega colony that spanned Europe, Japan, and the United States. Because these ants shared a chemical profile of hydrocarbons that allowed them to recognize and cooperate with one another. Without that chemistry, they fought to the death against outsider ants, even from within their own species, to protect the health of their mega colony. So, if you have come across giant colonies of ants somewhere on the west coast of the United States, it may have been part of that colony. Most of the time, these colonies are discovered during construction. And construction sites mean the extinction of a colony of ants. L.A. Times reporter Jenny Parker, 1999, wrote about the super colony's imminent extinction due to construction. It takes a lot longer to build a super colony than to destroy one. Because ant colonies are extremely sensitive to change. Vibrations caused by jackhammers and trucks can easily wipe out entire nests. These little creatures, no doubt, are exceedingly wise, as King Solomon wrote in Proverbs. But no amount of smarts could help the ants on these various construction sites piece together the plans we had to fundamentally and forever transform the acres of land that they were on. So the trucks and the jackhammers and the trenchers and the framers and the drywallers, the road pavers, the landscapers bustled the site with constant noise that left terrified ants scrambling toward untrenched parts of the land in a desperate search for normalcy. But at that point, there was no, it's too late for normal. The builder's plan was set in stone, and even as exterminators were deployed to terminate them, the ants, settling for any normalcy they could find between the chaos, were hopelessly locked into the same patterns that they had always followed. Remember that for later. Many Americans, especially in the post-pandemic, post-George Floyd era, are starting to feel like those ants. With all the craziness we've seen over the past 2 years, we're sensing that something's gone very wrong with America and the world, because things are very different. We hear the noise, we feel the vibrations, and we see the frenzied activity to tear down centuries-old institutions and replace them with God knows what. And as painful and destructive as it's been for innocent people, the chaos never ends because it's all part of a multi-layered deliberate plan designed to make it impossible to connect the dots, even in plain sight. Now, clues are popping up everywhere now. The draconian emergency response to COVID opened a golden window of opportunity for the master planners, but in their haste to destroy things, they have gotten sloppy. Because they're really not very good at this kind of thing. Lawless mass migration, orchestrated food shortages, the killing of fossil fuels with nothing to replace it, and giving away of national sovereignty to the global unicorns, the rigid intolerance against the tyrannical religions of inclusiveness and equity, all synchronized at the same moment in history to act as political bulldozers to demolish entrenched norms at the heart of Western democracies. So we've been hearing about the World Economic Forum's Great Reset and its pushback against getting back to pre-COVID normal. It's becoming impossible not to connect the dots now. Because the unelected global elites have big plans for the world, but the dots are out there to be seen. Klaus Schwab wrote that COVID was an opportunity to make those plans achievable by 2030, and they're working with reckless abandon to fundamentally change the world under the cover of global chaos. Getting back to pre-COVID normal for them is out of the question. And we get, many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short answer is never, wrote Schwab in COVID-19, The Great Reset, a book he published remarkably four short months after it was officially declared a pandemic. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy that prevailed prior to the crisis because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. Well, who made this guy master of all being of time, space, and dimension? You know, who made him the master of the universe? In cahoots with the governments and corporate partners around the world, they strategically partnered with the United Nations in 2019 to implement its 17 Sustainable Development Goals for Agenda 2030. Along with foretelling the end of U.S. dominance by 2030, and those tiny robotic tubes and bioprinted organs will replace scalpels and organ donors, one of their predictions for the world of 2030 is to transform the way humans produce and consume food. They want to decarbonize the food system by reducing the amount of greenhouse-intensive food we produce, especially when it comes to meat, which will be replaced with lab-grown meat. And yes, bug protein and insect products are on the menu. I saw some of that stuff in Blade Runner. Now, the problem is that market forces are never going to cooperate with these goals, so WEF partners like the Netherlands, the world's second largest exporter of agriculture, use the climate change emergency to create regulations that produce man-made crises. Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte's policy to cut nitrogen oxide emissions in half by 2030 will put his own farmers out of business. And that's the plan since Rutte works under the guidance of the WEF Global Coordinating Secretariat to create food innovation hubs. One of the product members said, how is it possible that in an age when everybody's talking about the possibility of food shortages of insecure supply chains, the Dutch government is pursuing this policy, which will lead to even more dependency on international supply chains and thus uncertainty for the Dutch consumers, Parliament member Thierry Baudet asked in an Epoch Times interview. It was rhetorical, of course. People governing this country are following the script written by the EU to realize what they called a great reset. Across the board, a radical agenda is being pushed, which is called the Sustainable Development Goals. All the climate hysteria of which scientifically is bonkers. Fighting this garbage he said, is the single most existential fight in the history of civilization. Western civilization is a big mega colony of God-fearing, freedom-loving people spanning across Europe, the United States, and the world who share political and cultural hydrocarbons that allow them to recognize and cooperate with one another. We are not ants, but like the ants who put up a fierce fight against outsiders, even those of their own species, every American has a duty to those who died for this country to try to protect the health of the nation and the values that created the Western civilization. It takes a lot longer to build a civilization than to destroy one. And today it's being destroyed. And nothing will change if, like the ants on these various construction sites, everybody tries to find some brief respite or some brief normalcy between the chaos, hopelessly locked in the same pattern of behavior that we always follow. If we do that, we lose it all. Everything becomes academic. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all of that becomes academic if we lose that. So remember this, we are Americans. We are the melting pot. Their plans are only set in stone if we provide the rocks. It is never too late, but right now it is definitely not too late. All we got to do is, get rid of the garbage government we got at the moment and replace it with something the founders envisioned. And you get a chance to start on that in November. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.